Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great for consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the moon was hit by a meteorite during the lunar eclipse over this last weekend.
Huh. I could tell, man. I was looking at it.
You saw the impact.
But it has all those craters for a reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is not safe.
If it doesn't use its Claricel.
There you go. The North Star.
It says soon the Navy's most advanced submarines are going to be controlled with...
your mind.
Xbox controllers.
Huh. I can believe that.
It makes
sense. There's going to be a lot of people ready to do that.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly it, right?
They basically turned them into video games.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
it makes sense. I mean, yeah. It absolutely does. Why the hell not? Go with what people know.
That's always the thing about, like, did they use LSD on guys in Vietnam? It's like, right, if it looks like you're in a video game, you wouldn't be as scared.
Yeah, good point. You think you could steer a submarine?
No.
Could I? Yeah. But with that video game controller, I feel like I'd be shooting off the torpedo.
Wait,
I'd be like, Totoro, stop.
What video game controller? See, I'm old enough where I'd need the Intellivision video game controller. That'd be money.
Well, Robin was telling me earlier, she's watching that Fire Festival documentary, and there was a guy on there who was like, yeah, learn how to fly planes by doing a simulator on my computer.
I can believe it, man.
Mm-hmm. I could never land on original Nintendo the plane back on the deck of Top Gun, though. I crashed every time.
Dude. All those people died. Oscar Mayer is accepting applications right now for anyone who wants to drive the Wienermobile.
Oh, it's a job.
And about.
And apparently it's a pretty well-paying job.
Do they have a simulation for that?
Well, they have a bunch of wieners. There's not just one.
I believe there's 27 in the
And
country.
You drive around the country, man, and you bring the joy of people seeing the Wienermobile.
I'm like a little kid when I see it. Let's see the Wienermobile.
Right.
Yeah, and I like to have those little Wienermobile whistles.
Whistles?
Yeah,
like a little hot dog.
If you stop by the Wienermobile, they give you a little wiener whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like the Wienermobile.
Blow into it. Go ahead.
It's like to blow into a wiener.
All right.
It's free.
Some secret Pentagon research papers were just released under the Freedom of Information Act, and they include things like invisibility cloaking, traveling through wormholes, and more.
Yeah, we still can't do it.
That's right.
Declassified. We tried.
Check nope. Check nope. A school bus driver in South Carolina saved 34 kids yesterday morning when the bus caught on fire after an accident. So it kind of sounds like the school bus driver.
I'm opening up that back door quickly.
Damn.
Just to go back a little bit, the Wienermobile job's very serious.
Very
you
serious?
You gotta have a BA or a BS to drive it.
Yeah, I believe that.
A BA.
Why?
Is that a bachelor's degree?
Yeah, I'm out. I can't drive the Wienermobile.
Hey, I'm out, too.
You got to spend $150,000 in school if you want to drive this Wienermobile.
Exactly. I just spent $250,000 going to go drive a giant wiener.
I mean, what?
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate your help with college.
I'm going to hang my diploma up in the wiener.
Right. I like big buns, hon.
Catch up, other cars.
Oh, boy.
I got weird jokes. Jesus.
I don't have a degree. I guess they just don't cut the mustard.
You should relish in that joke, Mike.
Oh, dear. A woman in Florida was arrested for embezzling millions of dollars from her job because her unemployed doomsday prepper husband convinced her he needed to buy gold, silver, and guns for when the government fails.
There's a lot of people like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building a bunker in my basement because people are going to attack Idaho.
Yeah, right. They're going to aim for the middle of the
Wolverine!
Country.
Wolverine!
I mean, really.
They just play Red Dawn.
No one even knows where the hell they are.
They're coming to get me. I live in a town of 27 people. They're coming here first.
That's right.
Another nine.
And they will not be afraid to say, I knew it as soon as it happens.
I knew it, goddammit.
Sold it.
Yeah, keep him out of there. Let's go get Mexican. I'm in the mood for a chimichanga.
Starbucks just announced they're partnering with Uber Eats to start delivering coffee and food.
Yeah.
Starting in six different cities.
Because you can't walk 5 feet and fall into one.
Exactly.
Like, don't you already basically live one? But
that's probably the only reason why it's not going to be here.
I mean, like, when I first moved into my house, I opened my dishwasher, and inside was a Starbucks location.
Ta-da.
We're everywhere.
San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, L.A., New York, and D.C. are all going to get this.
Well, they'll probably do well.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a demand for it, man, and people want their... Look, especially if you're in an office and you just deliver that stuff, the last thing that you want to do is be in line at Starbucks, and there's the person there who's buying drinks for, like, four different people, and they have, like, the little, you know, like, the drink holder.
Did you put them on separate cards?
And then it's like, God almighty.
Like, God damn it!
God.
That and the guy who, you know, buys a banana and then chats up the barista.
There's a line behind you, you son of a whore!
She likes my shirt.
I'm just saying what everyone's thinking. Please don't be upset at me.
What shirt were you wearing that
to? Just
Psycho Bunny.
Psycho Bunny.
It's a goddamn Psycho Bunny shirt.
So she was like, what is that logo?
My. Your drink is ready, Ted.
Girl's standing in line because he likes the back of my goddamn head, not because he wants to order something.
Sorry, honestly, I left the banana on the counter.
It was all pretty cool until I walked away with that damn banana.
Oh, got so distracted. My bad.
All right. A man in Texas got locked inside a 24-hour fitness.
How do you get locked inside of something that's open 24 hours?
I wish I could tell you, but I'm not working on it.
I mean,
he legit had to call one that was open 24 hours and say, can somebody come get me?
It's shit.
And he said the guy that was closing, he's like, he saw me in the locker room. He even acknowledged me, and then he locked me in.
Wait a minute. Ted, you worked on it?
I did.
Great. A shoplifter in Tennessee stole a guitar by shoving it down his pants.
I mean, come on.
Played his G-string.
Oh. It was D-string, Mike.
Oh, goodness.
When the hell for charity are the balls that I like this? I'm going to do a whole set when I get back.
I would steal a mandolin.
I'll play Dick Dale. Here's one from Accept you might know.
The only one.
And now here's Wonderwall. A new study found most common free foods we eat at work are...
Coffee.
Correct.
Donuts.
Tea.
Tea, correct.
It depends what my coworkers leave in the fridge.
Precisely. Water, regular soda, and sandwiches.
Chinese, it says Cheryl's don't eat.
Hey, Mike, only it one says, of those is food.
Right, it says foods, but four out of five are dadgum drinks. That's why I'm not working on it.
But it's still free, and you still ingest.
But it's not food.
Right. Honestly, if
what
it's
did you
free,
eat for breakfast? Orange juice? My girl.
I've seen Thrill consider vegetables because they're free out there.
But they should be free. They sit on a goddamn ground. You can just yank the things off and eat them, man.
Right.
Why do you have to go to the grocery store to eat this crap?
It's like the
planet,
who,
it grows.
It's like
eat
the person
it.
Who buys rosemary.
You can't grow that at home.
You can't somewhere
I'm
find
trying
it.
To kill the rosemary in my house. It won't die.
Wallet Hub updated their annual list of best and worst states to drive in.
It would be, for me, based on the speed limit and what you can see.
Oh, not a bad call.
So if I could go 80 miles an hour in the Nevada desert, it wouldn't be so bad?
You can.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. A teenager in Florida caused a crash.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, yeah.
What is the speed limit? What's the highest speed limit in the country?
In Nevada?
No, I mean, just in the country.
Texas, maybe? They're about, 85?
Weren't there parts of Montana that actually don't have a speed limit?
Why? I mean, why would they even bother?
Right.
Or like Utah? There's got to be some states where there's nobody out there.
Utah, we know you want to leave.
In a hurry. So you can get some real alcohol.
Exactly.
Get to that liquor store in the other state.
I bet the liquor store on the other side of the line in Utah.
Right there.
Oh, they just kill it. They're like Canadians coming to Costco.
Right. Like, this is amazing.
Dude, you're right. You can go 85 in one highway in Texas.
Bam.
Okay. Nice. Apparently, there's a new trend for wedding dresses this year.
What is that?
I'll tell you all about
expensive.
It when I'm now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. But first, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here. on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Say hello to Daniel. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Daniel.
Hola.
Hola. Take your time. We got all day. All right, Daniel, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let us go to Gary, Indiana, where a man who's accused of leading police on a chase with three young children in the car said he was going to kill the entire family, and he admitted to officers that he was high on embalming fluid. Now, upon being arrested, the man told police officers, quote, he might as well die running. He was charged with three counts of kidnapping, criminal recklessness, resisting law enforcement, and auto theft. But no, we're not quite done. See, police, after a concerned citizen reported a man driving recklessly, decided to go search for that guy because they saw that there were children in the car. When officers arrived and approached the suspect's vehicle with their sirens and emergency lights on, he drove off with the kids in the back seat. Officers did find a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old child in the back seat. They say the children were cold, hysterical, crying, very afraid. But he told cops that he'd been using Woo, that's the street name for embalming fluid. He did that to get high. And he said he thought he had an active warrant pending for his arrest. He did not, but he thought he did. So when they flipped the sirens, that's when he decided to run. But self-fulfilling prophecy, he's now under arrest. Do you believe that this embalming fluid snorting genius is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Where is this at again?
Gary, Indiana.
Indiana.
Did he smoke it or snort it?
I do not know.
You're beyond my
pay grade. He just said he
consumed
it.
That's way above my pay grade.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. You dip joints in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Right. Like a sherm.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana, what do you guys think?
And Gary, Indiana says black. I knew some guys that used to smoke joints or blunts in embalming fluid. And they were black. Also, isn't that kind of like PCP?
I would think so, right?
PCP, big in D.C.
Crackhead-ish.
All right, Daniel, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'll go black.
Final answer?
Final.
All right, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to profile this takes us to Gary, Indiana. We have a Gary, Indiana man driving erratically. His kids are in the car. People see this. They call 911. He ends up getting in a high-speed chase because he thinks he's got a warrant out for his arrest, which, in fact, he does not, but he was, in fact, high on embalming fluid.
Yeah, and that's what happens on embalming fluid. But, Daniel, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And in the end, you went... Did you go white? You went white.
Black. You black.
Black. Went black? Oh, good black. News then. You are correct, sir.
All right, Daniel.
All right.
He sounds really excited.
The look on this guy's face in the mugshot, he does not have an F to give you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the only people I ever knew that I saw smoking that stuff were always those guys.
Where do you get embalming fluid? You know a guy? I mean, like, where do you go?
You know...
Say, player, you got some embalming fluid.
That's a good point.
I don't know. We were just sitting in a city park, and I didn't smoke weed at the time, so it didn't bother me, but I was like, oh, I'm not going to smoke that. And then everybody hit it, and he's like, oh, yeah, I dipped it in embalming fluid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they probably don't lock up funeral homes like they do a pharmacy. You know what I'm saying, as far as the level.
Let's find out tonight.
Yeah, it's exactly.
But I'm pretty sure it's like PCP, the embalming fluid.
Okay.
If anyone knows, please, let us know.
Ted knows.
Hey, you trying to get wet?
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Conan O'Brien is back. You might not have noticed Conan's been gone for 3 months. Miles, you were actually one of the first people to tell me about this. Like, he's changing the whole show. They've changed everything, okay? Now, does anybody in here watch This Is Us?
Negative.
Which Robin does. Robin, I told you, I call it This Is Crying. Because that's...
We Be This.
Yeah, because it's crying all the time, right?
That's it.
So I don't know anything about the show, and the people cry a lot, and I like the one dude, I like the black dude in it. So basically, Conan comes out, he does his monologue, whatever, and then he talks about how he's been watching This Is Us, and then he's on the set kind of talking about that, and then Andy's at the table waiting for him.
Conan, when are you going to be done? Your dinner's getting cold.
Honey, I told you a million times I'm working twice as hard these days on the new show.
Twice as hard, the show's half as long.
Don't you want to be with me? Honey, of course I want to be with you. It's just this new show, it's taking every last fiber of my being.
There's so much change. Where's the band?
The band lives on a farm in upstate New York. They're very, very happy.
And what's with this casual new getup? I don't know what it is.
This is what the focus group liked the best.
And this set, I mean, what? It looks like a strip club in Grand Theft Auto.
Andy, we're still working out the lighting. Would you just get off my back?
Obviously, you can go to the Men's Room Facebook page. You can watch the rest of that bit. It's pretty funny. But I like that they were actually like tackling, like, right, like it's a half hour show.
Mm-hmm.
I did not watch it, but it is interesting. It's a half hour now. There's only one guest. I was happy to see Andy still there. Obviously, the band is gone, as they mentioned. And it's like, right, it's like a shorter monologue, and he comes out and does it. I mean,
is it more interviews? Is it more variety? Or do we
I think
know?
It's more...
It's like The Daily Show, right? Okay. He comes out, it's a shorter monologue, and then they'll do like a bit like that in between, and then there's just a guest.
And there's also skits that he'll throw in, apparently. Just make more viral content.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, and it's weird because Conan, you're used to being an hour, but then I was like, oh, wait a minute. People have been watching The Daily Show for years.
Right.
Or, you know, that it's only half an hour. Or what's the other one we like? Last Week Tonight.
And no musical guests. You know, like there was a bunch of stuff that he would have that would take up time.
Yeah, and for Conan, like we always say, like, I like Conan O'Brien, but that arena is just so crowded and cluttered.
Yeah.
So I think for him, I think this is a good call. Plus, like, I don't know. It's cool seeing a musical act, but sometimes it just seems like a throwaway.
Well, plus, it's a musical act you're going to see a million times. Because they're promoting whatever their single or album. It's not going to show up on SNL and all the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
We might have
Is
to,
it me you're looking for?
Well, don't open up that door again in here.
It's not.
Tell me how to win your fart.
You got spray there.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I like how you're prepared with the spray right next to you.
No, it just happened to be there. I'm going to hold a hostage. $5 a spritz.
Well, you haven't done anything ridiculous yet as far as your reaction, so I guess we're safe.
I wouldn't say safe. We're not so bad.
Oh! Oh! Normally, I know we're in trouble then.
Nothing died.
That's pretty crazy, man. Let's see. Now, the Big Bang Theory is ending. Johnny Galecki. He might join the Conners full time. You remember we first kind of saw him as the boyfriend on Roseanne back all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I kind of forgot that,
you know,
too.
What? Didn't put that together.
Coming up in February, Ray Romano's first stand-up special in 23 years.
I'm Ray Romano.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen any of his comedy. I just knew everybody loved him.
That was my first introduction to him as a TV show.
If you can do stand-up, if you can knock it out, that's awesome.
I also think it's good for him.
I'm Ray Romano.
It seems like that show was big enough and stuff. Like
it was monstrous.
He doesn't have to do a ton.
I never watched that show, but I know it was a huge show.
You know what? It wasn't bad. It just, I don't know.
Ray Romano and like Tim Allen and a couple of those guys that had those types of shows. I'm just kind of like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, one.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I'm not really.
Right.
Right, and that one was much more of like the family environment show. The parents like lived across the street. The brother was involved.
The way we all want to live.
You know, it's crazy. A lot of people do.
I know.
It's sad.
I know. It's weird, man.
Well, it's not my thing, but some people like it. Miles, great news for you, sir. I know you don't like to watch the Super Bowl, so you can watch a 6-hour marathon of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, look at that.
They're calling it the Poppy Bowl.
the she's Poppy ne- Bowl.
She's never had a blown zit.
Not to be confused with
the Puppy Bowl, right.
Well, I was going to say the Poppy Bowl. Like, is anybody going to be sober enough to watch it?
6 hours?
6 hours. From 5 to 11.
I've never seen the show.
It includes some previously aired fan favorite episodes, plus new, never before seen footage.
It's oh, wow. Blow your
You've
mind.
Never seen this blackhead until now.
Never
oh, wow. I'm holding on.
But you watch her all the time on the internet, right?
I've seen her clips on Twitter. I've never watched her show. Trust me, if the show was on, I would watch it.
All aboard the Puss Bus.
I don't know if I, yeah.
I think you should watch
Choo
it, man.
Choo.
The new stuff includes pop, up factoids, and untold behind-the-scenes stories, plus updates on some of the doctor's most memorable patients.
I got some on the corner of my lip. Pop it, doctor. Doctor, you gotta pop my zit.
It's called Doctor
Pop the Zit.
What is the name of the show again?
Doctor Pimple Popper.
The show's called Doctor Pimple Popper.
Okay.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And blues traveler singer John Popper.
Jesus Christ, man. I saw him this summer.
Has he lost weight or what?
Yeah, it was accidental. I didn't mean to. I was at a festival and like John Popper. I'm like, no.
And they did run around.
I'm just gonna blow on this thing. I'm like, oh God, it's him.
You don't
Why
like
did
him?
He show up? He's fine.
Obviously. You know,
like, he's fine. Oh, Lord, I told him. Like, oh, my God. Like, why did he just, like, could he? Whatever.
Yeah. I just remember there was a period where they were massive.
Yes, they were. I was just not really excited. The band was jamming. They were kind of a New Orleans band.
Right, right, right.
Like, they were in their own groove. And they're like, ladies and gentlemen, we want to bring up a good friend. I'm like, oh, this will be cool. Because every friend they brought up was cool. And then they started playing Blues Traveler. And I was like, oh, God.
But see, man, he is in that scene more now than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
He's that guy. Like, if you go to New Orleans, places like that, that's the dude who now jumps up on stage.
Because John Popper, like, plays the spoons and stuff, too,
doesn't he?
Plays
a harp mostly, but probably, yeah.
Does he play the spoons?
I thought that big man could play the spoons.
Hey, big man, you play the spoons?
Like, you play like Clifton Chenier.
I don't know why. I've always thought that's an awesome instrument.
Spoons?
Yeah, like the guy that's wearing the thing on his
belly. Washboard.
That's the washboard.
Yes.
But he uses spoons, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think it depends on the sound they want. Sometimes you use wood. Sometimes you use metal. Ted, it's a crazy world.
The washboard. That's what I want to be playing.
Can you picture him wearing the washboard? At least as he was at the time they were big.
And then bring Ted your dirty laundry. Scrub it on his chest.
Call him the washing machine.
This one probably could have used for No S. Sherlock. There's a sequel. The Sopranos sequel is in the works. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. It takes place in the 60s.
Yeah, I'm a saint.
Right? One of the characters will be a young Tony Soprano, and they found the guy perfect for the job. Any guesses on who it is?
James Gandolfini Jr.
Correct. Michael Gandolfini, James Gandolfini's son.
Hey, brother, I heard you Gandalf the Wizard.
That's, hopefully that'll work out. Kind of like in a, Ice Cube's son playing him at NWA, the movie.
NWA?
No?
No, you're good. You're all good.
Right, what'd I do?
Michael's 19, hasn't been acting very long, but he did 5 episodes of The Deuce last year.
The Deuce?
Yeah.
It's about the biggest turd you've ever seen.
Yep.
Yeah, and that makes a ton of sense, right? Like, all right, it's his kid.
It's so he'll look like him.
Right, like that should be, I always go back and forth with actors, right? Some of them like, man, that's a really good actor, this and that. And some of it's like, that shouldn't be that hard for him to fill that role. Right?
No, but you still got to be father. Tony Soprano, though. I mean, his father's not Tony Soprano. His father was James Gandolfini.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. That just seems easier.
I mean, it's like if you're the son of the dude who played Dexter, like, oh, yeah, I'm a serial killer in real life now. I mean, you know, there's just a difference between the character and the actor, I hope.
There's some young Democrats in Congress right now. They've been teaching some of the older people, I guess, how to tweet. So Jimmy Fallon has some of those tweets.
I heard that the other day, freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez actually gave lessons on tweeting to some of her fellow Democrats. I think it's already paying off. Check out what some of them have posted recently. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted, "I'm now a Twitter expert. I figured it's about time. You only YOLO once." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted, "Thanks for the tips, Congresswoman. You are the least ratchet day a G like me could ask for. Hashtag respect." And finally, House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn tweeted, "Watch out, Internet. My tweets are lit A period F period." Looks like they're all getting the hang of it.
You know what? I was watching some Jimmy Fallon last night, right? So Jimmy Fallon's funny. Like we always say, like his interviews I'm kind of wishy-washy on, but I like this stuff he does. So he had a game where he was going into the crowd.
Oh. Jesus. Just ignore him. It's like, I'm not even here.
It's the actual sound of a washboard.
Should we open up that door again?
So he had people in the audience, like, and he would ask him a few questions, and then he would go to the Roots and ask him to, like, play a song in a certain style of, like, a rapper or a singer, okay, or this, yeah, and that, and they have to do it off the top of their head. But, I mean, it is unbelievable. What's the lead singer's name? Black Thought? Like, the way he... It's amazing to me. He was just, like, jotting down notes, and then he would come
I think up, I've seen that once.
Yeah, just the ability to just come up with that stuff. I was like, damn, that is impressive.
That's a tight band.
Yeah. Yeah,
they can play anything.
They can. And it just, it not only could he, like, put the rhymes together that quick, but, like, one was, like, singing like Cardi B would. And he, like, he did. Like, he, like, rapped in her cadence or whatever. And then, like, another one he had to sing, I can't remember if it was, like, some crooner who's out right now. Maybe the little ginger, soulless ginger.
What's his name?
Sheeran?
Sheeran, yeah. I can never remember his name. And his goddamn name is my first name. That is dumb.
You could put the association together.
I like how it's always, who's the soulless ginger?
Wait a minute, I have a red beard and the same name. Yeah. How come I can never remember this?
Well, I'm half.
You're half what?
Half ginge.
What do you mean?
Are you the ginge?
Like,
or the
I never
jar?
Had red hair, but my beard and other stuff comes in a little fiery.
I know.
Are your pubes red?
Yeah, that's you're not half. You're full on.
If your pubes are red, man, yeah, to me, like, come on.
Yeah, you're redhead.
You have a soul.
But I never had red hair on my head.
Well, yeah.
Because it all fell down to the undercarriage.
Welcome to the Netherlands, Mrs. Mm-hmm.
The real Red River Shootout.
Flaming hot Cheeto.
Your mastiff will love them. HGTV, I know we watch that all the time.
God, whatever happened to them? Are they still around?
HGTV?
Yeah.
Yeah, that network's still around. But I know what you're asking. Hey, Ted, whatever happened to Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Yeah, whatever happened.
Well, good news. HGTV is reviving it. It was an ABC show, but they're on it. Extreme Makeover.
Extreme Makeover. Extreme. We're going to make you look stupid.
What is an extreme makeover? Like, what? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you think that entails?
For a house?
Yeah.
I think you got to, like, tear down a wall and then
get rid of your old carpet, cover up the blood stains.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't, what makes it, what crosses a makeover from regular to extreme? Like,
we were living in a tent, dude.
Your house is worth three times as much when they're done.
Yeah, basically.
We're going to put in this $120,000 kitchen extreme. Their taxes went up and now they can't afford to live in their own home.
Generally, extreme makeovers, I think about like shows where they bring out women and like, we gave her an extreme makeover. It's like, you chopped off her hair.
Right. You got a goddamn haircut, exactly, man. Right. No offense.
Everyone's got to wear a tool belt. Just remember, you got to walk around with a tool belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like romantic comedies, right? Like, he takes her glasses off, and all of a sudden, she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Ooh, now you cute. Because you was all homely looking a second
before
ago.
You're a dork.
But now, without your glasses, and your hair fell down, ooh, boy.
Now that you
suddenly
can't see,
you're beautiful.
Now that you can't see how ugly I am, this is great.
We could go to prom together now.
That's all it took. It's our two-hour movie. I just had to take off your glasses.
Everything's fine. You still wear contacts.
I'll be waiting at the bottom of the stairs.
Always.
Right. Extreme Makeover ran for 9 seasons from 2003 to 2012. Which, frankly, let's be honest, 9 glorious years. Makeovers were extreme. Flip phones were huge. It was a time to be alive, folks. Basically, they're going to bring it back with 10 episodes. That's a lot of stuff right now. People, like, the makeover houses, like, I don't know why that's a huge craze.
I think
because it's more fantasy.
People
now
are always doing it, you know. Some place,
and somebody has the money, not you.
I think people are working on, like, you might be working stuff in your house, but like, how often do you redo a room or a bath? Like, I have a buddy going through a bathroom rebuild or and he's like, this is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. As I was going to say, like, how come they never f up? We're a half inch short. God damn it, we're going back to the Home Depot again.
Edit this out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why don't they ever, like, cut their finger or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, Jimmy's bleeding tears.
That's extreme. Not everything perfect all the time. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's not real.
He cut off his hand, and then we still sealed it up in your wall.
Then we started putting the backsplash on. It didn't fall over, like, you know, like it did for me.
Yeah. Or, like, there's nobody's yelling, like, don't screw up that that one because then we got to go back and buy a whole new box of this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a certain number of these in here. You're get that four down.
You're sure the electricity is off?
You're sure?
Yes.
If you're my age, I don't know if this is shocking
news. You should look
better. Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell says that he admits that he did date Saved by the Bell co-star Elizabeth Berkley.
Scandalous. Was that a thing back in the day?
I mean, like, he was always with Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Kelly Kapowski on the show.
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, he was more friends with Elizabeth Berkley, but woo-hoo,
with benefits.
Nice. Yeah.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I dated Elizabeth.
Oh, you know, I slayed them all.
You've seen Showgirls. I was in there.
So now I've got this beer bag.
I was in there. I was in there.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Gary, Indiana man gets high on embalming fluid and then leads police on a high-speed chase.
Good time.
Naked wedding dresses are now a thing, so you can be able to see your favorite groom's happy place. Massachusetts wildlife officials tell residents to stop feeding peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to seals. Two men agreed to exchange pants, but stabbing wasn't part of that deal. And a man throws two cellos and a viola off a train, and it's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story we take to the world of the internet and trends that don't ever actually happen. Apparently, there's a new thing set to be big in 2019. It's a trend called naked wedding dresses.
No, it won't be.
The way this works is that basically they're wearing lingerie for their wedding is what it is. It's basically full-length lingerie.
Sure.
It does go full-length, but it looks like something more meant for the bedroom than the wedding night for the
something
actual
ceremony. Something to pass on to your daughter.
Hey, man, you're locking her up. Everybody should see the goods.
Here's what's coming off the market.
Get one last game, Red.
In other news, it has happened again, gents.
Man versus Beast.
Oh!
I shortened it up for you, Miles.
Oh! Oh! I was actually starting to like it longer.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah, well.
You told me the same thing yesterday.
Just started to get real dry, you know what I mean? Needed to spit shine that a little.
We go to the UK where a man is facing a parking fine even though he actually paid the parking fee. Thrill showed me this story, I believe it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The man came back to his car to find the ticket on his windshield because a pigeon had pooped all over his car and covered the pay stub that he had put in the dash. They said that he had like an illegitimate stub or something to that effect. What did they say here? Never mind.
Well, basically they have a scanner. And the scanner goes through the window and they ring it up. And they could not scan the ticket because there was so much pigeon crap on the window that they couldn't penetrate the windshield.
And they knew he was telling the truth and was still like, yeah, but Joe was anyway.
Exactly. What's worse is the man is still being forced to pay the fine totaling over $200 despite having a paid, stamped pay stub.
That is one expensive cloaca.
You know what, Miles? You said that you liked it the old way. Let's go back. Let's try it again.
Man versus Beast.
Run it.
Yep, I like it that way better.
Get it.
For this episode, we go to India, where an intruder at the zoo met an unfortunate end. The man was sneaking into the zoo by climbing a 20-foot-tall wall, but what he didn't know was that on the other side of the wall was the enclosure holding the zoo's four lions.
There's a reason it's a 20-foot-high wall, brother.
Four lions.
I mean, the biggest fence in the zoo is the one you're going to choose to jump. I would jump over the shortest fence.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I hope I don't get run over by one of these prairie dogs.
They're just happy that you're there, man.
Damn.
The man was attacked by the animals and saved by workers, but unfortunately he did not survive from his injuries.
It's because he found where four lions were.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty new.
Damn. It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, wee moe.
Oh, that's
wee
exactly moe. What it
oh,
is.
Oh, wee moe. Oh, wee moe. Crawl his fence. Oh, wee moe.
Oh, the world we live in, gentlemen. We go to the UK where a woman has decided to give up on men and has decided to marry her duvet.
The whole one or just the cover?
Well, she says, here's the thing, Ted. She has vowed to be faithful to her white duvet with red hearts on it, but has said that she will change it around when she feels
good
like
for
it.
Good for her. I'm glad she's happy.
This is basically just clothes that
she does not need. She does not need to be with other people.
Too bad she's not on the market.
I'm glad she's found an inanimate object.
Exactly. Like she's polyamorous.
Back to off the market. Mm-hmm. What a bummer.
Damn.
Just like the
man, oh man.
She should go up in that naked dress.
Well, too bad. Too late now, everyone. You lost it. You blew it.
She walks down the aisle looking like Linus.
You had a chance, but you never comfort her like the duvet.
Oh.
She just wanted to be warm.
Blankets got her covered.
I hate those things.
I can't sleep with them. I sweat
this
my ass
so
off.
Hot.
Yeah. And you know how hard it is to put them back on when you wash them to get the corners off?
Oh, yeah, get the corners on. It takes forever.
It does.
I haven't had one in 4 years.
I have one.
Hey, you have a girlfriend.
Correct.
You're probably gym matching pillows that cover the
yes.
like a sham that covers the yes. so you have to break it open to get the pillow out.
Yes.
You don't use that to sleep on, right?
It's decorative. Yes. No, I do.
Do you have to rip the pillow out of the decorative sham every night before bed?
No, not every night. No. I just sleep on the sham.
You have the little fluffy things around the edge. You'll be fine with that.
That's right.
Or Sean Connery called it the pillow Sam.
That was like her first order of business, Ted.
The pillow condom is what it is.
Trust me.
This like, bedding has to go.
I've had duvet covers. And I'm single currently, so I don't have one.
Do you have a stuffed animal you put on the bed in the morning?
No.
Okay.
Other than the dog.
That's not a stuffed animal.
Yeah,
not
yet.
That's a Brillo brush. You can scrub pots with this dog. This dog's got the wiriest freaking hair. I'm telling you what, man. You need a sand a floor, whatever. Just hire Mike's dog. That goddamn thing, man. It's like a wire brush that you would use to clean rusty nails.
You love the dog, though, man.
I do love the dog. I'm just saying.
He's ugly.
He is. Yeah. That dog. You know, man, now that you broke that out, you got the goddamn ugliest dog I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
He likes me.
He does. He loves
He's
you,
sweet,
man.
But he is just god awful.
I love that ugly dog.
It's going to break his heart, man.
It's like, you know, when somebody has a baby and you want to tell them. Oh, I feel like enough time's passed.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's your baby.
He'll grow out of it.
Huh. I'm sorry.
And that kid grew up. He was ugly as hell.
I was hoping for you, kid. Why? Because you're so damn ugly.
Let me tell you something. You was the ugliest baby anybody ever seen.
Glad you grew into that head.
Why do you think there's no pictures of you?
Nobody wanted to look at it. They didn't have to.
You thought it was because you're the fourth child.
Here he is on Halloween.
It's the Azabi. He hadn't put his mask on
yet.
His
third grade shot.
Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that baby?
That's his yearbook photo. Oh, we ran out of time. That's every headlines with that Mike Hawkins out.
We'll see you next time for Big Dummy No Ed Sherlock. The head chef is back with Ted's meat and potatoes, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about that bad. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.